It's time to get live and local.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
When I was in school down in Chapel Hill.
I'm excited, man.
The music is just amazing.
The Aaron Keck Show continues with local news, sports, ideas, and now all the best local music in town.
Southern culture on the skids.
The Carolina chocolate drops.
The squirrel nut zippers.
Mandolin orange.
Sylvan Esso.
Mac and Laura from Superchunk.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
The music here is as varied as the stores on Franklin Street.
Live and Local starts now.
Thank you, Aaron. Great to meet you.
On 97.9 The Hill.
And it's time for another radio concert on The Hill. Excited about tonight. We are going to throw the spotlight on one particular artist and let them take it for the entire hour. Tonight's featured artist is A Different Thread. They've been here live in the studio before. Alicia Best is from Durham. Robert Jackson is from England. They met each other in Ireland a few years ago, and they've been performing together ever since. They've got a new EP that's coming out this week on Friday. It's called Some Distant Shore, and we're going to get the hour started with the opening track off Some Distant Shore. Here is A Different Thread with Red is the Rose.
Red is the rose in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that rolls from the brine. And my love is fairer than any. Come over the sea, my bonny English lad. Come over the sea to your
shining in the moon, shone its rays down on your pretty face, and you swore to love me we
different thread there with Red is the Rose, first track off Some Distant Shore, first song of the hour. Much more from a different thread as Radio Concerts on the Hill continues. We'll have more from Some Distant Shore, and we'll also go back to some of their earlier work as well. You can find more about A Different Thread online at their website, adifferentthread.com. 6:12 is your time. We'll get a quick update on local news coming up next after this.
Hey there, I'm Bill Smith. For 25 years, I was the chef at Crook's Corner Cafe and Bar on the corner of Franklin Street and Merritt Mill Road. I'd like to invite you to join me on chapelboro.com for my column, Just the Bill, Please. I'll be talking about the people and places that make this such a good place to eat.
You can find Just the Bill, Please over in chapelboro.com's Town Square section, and check back on the second Thursday of each month for a fresh new column from the man himself, Bill Smith.
This is Aaron Keck. Here at 97.9 The Hill, we have been a part of your community since 1953, and we're proud to provide you with daily local news and information, both on the air and online at chapelboro.com. Please consider supporting us by making a financial contribution. Your investment today supports operations, so 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and chapelboro.com can continue to serve this community. Please visit chapelboro.com and click the Support Us button, or contact us by phone or at info@chapelboro.com for more information.
When it comes to lifestyle, nothing is more important than driving up to your own beautiful home in a gated community called Governor's Club. Please join us and see the incredible architecture and the fabulous people in a club that has over 400 events a year. Please contact us at governorsclub.com. Come to see why all the people that you know and respect have homes in Governor's Club.
Hi, Tar Heel fans. Jones Angel here to tell you about Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. If you're looking for a winning team to help you purchase the home of your dreams or simply refinance, make sure you call Robbie Oaks and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. I know, I'm glad I did. Corporate Investors Mortgage Group is the only locally owned mortgage bank located right here in Chapel Hill. Robbie Oaks and Corporate Investors Mortgage Group. They're here to help you every step of the way.
6:14 is your time. Hey, here at 97.9 The Hill and chapelboro.com, we think teachers rock. School ended a little bit abruptly this year, to say the least, but we have teamed up with Joel Levy, CPA, to give local students and parents the opportunity to say thank you to their favorite teachers and coaches as well by dedicating a song to them to be played on the air. Visit chapelboro.com/teachersrock to submit a dedication to a local teacher or coach, and then tune in to 97.9 The Hill to hear all the dedications, beginning Monday, June 8th, that week. Every teacher and coach who has a song submitted for them will get an awesome gift pack from 97.9 The Hill, Chapel Hill Toffee, Carborough Coffee Roasters, and Chick-fil-A. And thanks to Joel Levy, CPA, for making Teachers Rock possible. He's got 35 years of experience, and he's ready to help you navigate through this tough financial time. Read more about Teachers Rock and Joel Levy and submit your song dedications on chapelboro.com/teachersrock. We'll get back to Radio Concerts on the Hill with A Different Thread coming up in a few minutes. Much more from their new EP, Some Distant Shore, which again is coming out later on this week, so you're hearing this music for the first time. Quick update on local news first, beginning with the latest on the fight against COVID-19 and the gradual process of reopening. We're still looking at Friday, May 22nd, the end of this week, as the day when we move out of Phase 1 and into Phase 2 of that gradual three-phase reopening process. That date is still tentative and subject to change based on certain metrics that state officials are looking at. Governor Roy Cooper, speaking with the media earlier today, did not commit one way or the other to definitively May 22nd or definitively not May 22nd. He did say this, though, earlier this afternoon.
Our Phase 1 executive order runs through this Friday, but as I've said, we're continuing to monitor the data and the metrics that we've laid out for our state. We'll ease restrictions and move to Phase 2 only if we're headed in the right direction with our data. As we watch and examine the trends, we're working with public health and the private sector to determine how we can reduce the spread in the next phase.
That is Governor Roy Cooper speaking today. At that same press conference, State Health Secretary Dr. Mandy Cohen said a little bit more about those numbers. She said that the numbers are tracking the way that state health officials want them to. The one exception is that over the weekend, we did see an increase in the number of positive test results for COVID-19. But Dr. Cohen said that was also largely a function of the fact that we've seen an increase in testing capacity. So we're doing more tests, we'll see more test results. The percentage of positive cases is holding steady at about 7%, and that's as low as we've seen since mid-April, so that's good news. We'll hear more from the governor probably in a couple of days about whether May 22nd, this Friday, will in fact be the move to phase two. Again, that decision has not been set in stone just yet. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Arthur is affecting the Outer Banks today, moving by Cape Hatteras with winds up to 50 miles an hour and dropping more than 4 inches of rain on some coastal towns. It is expected to move off the coast by tomorrow, but really bad weather over there and in some cases life-threatening weather. So we're watching that closely, too. Back locally, the Orange County Sheriff's Office has identified the man who was found dead in a vehicle just north of Caldwell last week, John Logan Bell III. Deputies have called Bell's death suspicious, and an investigation is still ongoing. If you have any information, the Sheriff's Office wants to hear from you. Over to campus, big congratulations to UNC historian William Sturkey. He just won the annual book award from a Los Angeles-based nonprofit called the Zocalo Public Square. Sturkey won the award for his book, Hattiesburg, an American City in Black and White, about the racial history of Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Zocalo's board chair is Chris Novoselic of Nirvana. He'll present the award to Sturkey in a live-streamed event this Wednesday. And finally, in sports, individual honors this week for five Tar Heel tennis stars, courtesy of the Intercollegiate Tennis Association. On the men's side, William Bloomberg won the ITA's Senior Player of the Year Award for the Carolina region. Benjamin Seguin won the ITA's Player to Watch Award, and Rinky Hijikata won Rookie of the Year. On the women's side, Sarah Davatila got Senior Player of the Year honors, and Cameron Mora won Player to Watch. All of those honors are in the Carolina region, which covers all schools in North and South Carolina. National awards will be announced later this month. 6:18 is your time. Quick update on weather. 68 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carrboro. 67 degrees now. Temperature finally changed a little bit since I sat down at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Still cloudy out there, and get used to that because we're going to start seeing rain again tonight, and then it's going to be a rainy week all the way through. Lows around 60 overnight with rain, and then rain tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. Highs in the 60s all 3 days. We'll still get some rain on Friday to wrap up the week, but temperatures will be up a little bit into the mid-70s. The weekend is looking good. Skies will clear up. We'll have partly to mostly sunny skies. Temperatures will be warmer, too, with highs back in the low 80s. 6:19, your time. Coming up next, our radio concert on the Hill with a different thread continues. Two more songs off of their new EP, Some Distant Shore, Pretty Polly and Cruel Mother, up next after this.
Chapel Hill is a place known for education, but it's also a great community to do business in. Known as the southern part of heaven, with small-town charm and big-city cultural and athletic events, this is a great place to call home. We also boast of one of the best public school systems in the country, world-class healthcare facilities, and access to the most talented and well-educated employees in the world.
Chapel Hill is an amazing place to start or grow your business. Go to open2.biz.
At Carolina, our faculty members inspire students in the classroom and excel at innovation in their research. Join me, Provost Bob Lewin, in meeting members of our esteemed faculty on Focus Carolina, an exclusive program on WCHL sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
For more stories like these, check out the complete Focus Carolina series on demand at chapelboro.com.
Hello, this is Tony Hall. When your home goes on the market, we want it to look and show its best. Decluttering the home is very important. This may include unstuffing the closets, clearing off surfaces, paring down the furniture, and tossing things you don't need. If you're planning to sell a home, let's talk about decluttering and other good ideas. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Hi, this is Alicia Best with A Different Thread. Thanks for listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill.
Polly, pretty Polly, won't you come along with me? Polly, pretty Polly, won't you come along with me? Before we get married, some pleasures to see.
She climbed up behind him, and away they did ride. She climbed up behind him, and away they did ride. Over valleys so low, mountains so high. Willie, oh Willie, I'm afraid of your ways. Willie,
Polly, your guess is about right. Polly, pretty Polly, your guess is about right. I dug on your grave the best part of last night. He rode up a little further, and what did they spy? They rode up a little further, and what did they spy? A newly dug grave with a spade lying by.
She got down on her knees, she begged for her life. She got down on her knees, and she begged for.
Blood did flow. He stabbed her through the heart, and her life's blood did flow. And into the grave, a fair body did throw.
She tore him in three.
This is 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station, where Chapel Hill listens. Streaming live on chapelboro.com.
A different thread there with Cruel Mother. That also off of Some Distant Shore, the new EP that's due out this Friday. adifferentthread.com for more on Alicia Best and Robert Jackson, that album, and much more. 6:30 is your time. More from A Different Thread coming up next as Radio Concerts on the Hill continues. We'll throw it back to 2018 and their debut full-length album, On a Whim. That's next after this.
In these unprecedented times, Chapel Hill Tire is taking extra precautions to ensure your safety and convenience, announcing curbside service. Anyone preferring not to come into the lobby can be met in the parking lot. You can stay outside or get a ride from a friend while they service your car. Simply visit the ChapelHillTire.com appointment scheduler, choose curbside service. They'll communicate and provide a pay option by text. Thank you for supporting local businesses and keep yourself and your car healthy and drive happy, Chapel Hill.
At Sweet Charlie's of Durham, ice cream is more than just a dessert. It's an experience.
The Freshies ice cream is poured directly onto a frozen surface, rolled up into a made-to-order sweet treat, and topped with unlimited toppings. Sweet Charlie's is open in Durham for takeout and delivery. That's right, you can get their entire menu, including rolled ice cream, scratch-made Belgian waffles, and warm, fresh-from-the-oven cookies, delivered direct to your door via order.sweetcharlies.com. Search Sweet Charlie's Durham on Facebook or place an order today at order.sweetcharlies.com.
This hour of the Aaron Keck Show is presented by Tony Hall & Associates, where they don't just list houses, they sell them. Online at TonyHallAssociates.com.
Time is 6:32. Aaron Keck here with you this hour. We are live and local with local music, and it's Monday, so it's Radio Concerts on the Hill time. We've got the entire hour spotlighting one particular artist, and today it is A Different Thread. Alicia Best from Durham, Robert Jackson from England. Great story. Back in 2016, they were both busking in Ireland, Galway, Ireland. Met each other there, started playing together, hit it off. They've been together ever since, writing and performing together, touring in countries around the world. And their new EP, Some Distant Shore, is again out this week on Friday. And all the songs that you've heard so far have been off of that. So these are all brand new songs being heard for the first time. Find out more about the band online and support them and pre-order the EP at adifferentthread.com. Right now, we're going to throw it back to 2018. Their debut full-length album came out 2 years ago. It was called On a Whim. Also terrific stuff, and here's a few from that, beginning with the title track. This is A Different Thread with On a Whim.
In this town, nothing's changed. In fact, you look just the same. Same old demons knocking at your door. But in this room, between these walls, there lies something more. Something simple and familiar, something pure. All my friends are all made up. Yes, I might call that luck, but a lucky man still has a price to pay. Tell me, what is it I'm supposed to say? Should I live this life day by day? Or maybe I should risk it on a whim. In New York, they're in turmoil. In London, they got the blues. But in this room, there's a friend that I could use. And all my friends are all made up. Yes, someone filled their cup. And I'm staring down an empty glass again, singing, what is it I'm doing here? Must be time to face my fear. Or maybe I should risk it on a whim. On a whim. Just risk it on a whim. I've counted all my sheep, but they're still counting me. I'm talking in my sleep at night. Oh, what do I say? No use in trying to hide the ashes from the past. Don't bury them inside yourself. Ashes from the past. And it's high time, my dear. High time. High time, my love. High time. But now your colors show, your banner flying high. The truth with no disguise, your colors are on show. So take me by the hand, and stubborn as I am, I'll try and understand for you, stubborn as I am. But it's high time, my dear, high time, high time, my love, high.
This is 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station, where Durham listens. Streaming live on chapelboro.com.
Hangman, hangman. Slack your horse a while. I think I see my father coming, traveling many a mile. Have you brought me silver or gold to set me free? Or have you come to see me hanging high from the gallows tree? No, I have not brought you silver or gold to set you free. I have come to see you hanging high from the gallows tree. Hangman, hangman, stay your hand a while. I think I see my mother coming over yonder stile. Mother, have you brought me silver, a gold to set me free? Or have you come to see me hanging high from the gallows tree? No, I have not brought you silver nor gold to set you free. I have come to see you hanging high from the gallows tree.
think I see my lover coming over yonder sea. Lover, have you brought me silver or gold to set me free? Or have you come to see me hanging high from the gallows tree?
You silver and gold to set you free. I'll save your body from the cold, cold ground and your neck from the hangman's tree.
Oh, that prickly bush, it pricks my heart full sore. If I ever get out that prickly bush, I'll never get in no more.
Love that one from A Different Thread, The Prickly Bush. Before that, High Time, and we kicked off that set with On a Whim, all three of those off of their 2018 debut full-length album, also called On a Whim. We are going to throw the spotlight back on the new music, Some Distant Shore, the EP that's due out on Friday. We got two more songs from it coming up next, The Long Black Veil and The Blackest Crow after this.
At home, stay active. Eat the Frog Fitness is coming to Chapel Hill. Founded by an Olympic champion, Eat the Frog Fitness combines cardio, agility, strength, and personal training, making it the most effective workout of its kind. If you're looking for science-based small group fitness that guarantees results, sign up now for Eat the Frog Fitness to get our lowest rates, a two-week preview, and at-home workouts until we open. Your fitness goals are closer than ever. Call 919-428-2012 to learn more or visit etfchapelhill.com.
Start the presses. The Daily Tar Heel is celebrating 125 years of journalism excellence as an advocate, investigator, and fact-checker in our community. Show your support with a tax-deductible donation to allow the DTH to continue training smart and community-focused journalists. In addition to supporting general operations, your gift provides leadership roles for students, covers cameras and digital equipment, and much more. Help sustain free press in Orange and Chatham counties by donating today at startthepresses.org.
Hi, this is Robert Jackson with A Different Thread. Thanks for listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill.
It was 10 years ago, on a cold, dark night, someone was killed neath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the killer who ran looked a lot like me. She walks these hills in a long black veil, visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The judge said, son, what's your alibi? If you were somewhere else, then you don't have to die. I said not a word, though it meant my life, for I'd been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long black veil, visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. The scaffolding's high and eternity near. She stands in the crowd, she sheds not a tear.
But sometimes at night, when the cold winds moan, in a long black veil, she cries on my bones. She walks these hills in a long black veil, visits my grave when the night winds wail. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me. Nobody knows, nobody sees, nobody knows but me.
97.9 The Hill.
Little you know,
loudest crow that ever flew would surely turn to white.
A different thread there with the blackest crow, that off of Some Distant Shore, the new EP out on Friday. Find out more about the new album, buy it online, and get more info about the duo Alicia Best and Robert Jackson online at adifferentthread.com. We're not done. We got one more from A Different Thread as Radio Concerts on the Hill wraps up after this.
Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief, Julie Pace. Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Greg Overbeck for the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. We want to say a heartfelt thank you to all the folks in Chapel Hill who are supporting any local restaurant offering takeout right now, and especially our regular customers at 411 West and Squids who continue to support us. Squids offers curbside pickup Thursday through Monday, and 411 West is open 7 nights a week. And 411 West is offering all bottles of wine at half price and special family-style menus for these stay-at-home times. Check our website for menus and hours.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part. Because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You don't have to dread Monday anymore. With New Music Monday presented by A Better Image Printing, listen for a brand new song, then go to chapelboro.com and vote to make it or break it. So far, you voted for these songs to make it.
Find someone that loves you better than I do, darling, I know.
But it's still all right.
New Music Monday is presented by A Better Image Printing on Garrett Road. Not your ordinary neighborhood print shop. They provide high-quality products at a low cost with a 100% money-back guarantee. Try them today at abetterimageprinting.com. New Music Monday on 97.9 The Hill and chapelboro.com. An exciting way to have a say in what we play.
Hi, I'm Mayor Pam Heminger from Chapel Hill, and 97.9 The Hill is my community radio station.
Takes an
fire, honey and fire.
Honey and Fire there from A Different Thread. And that, again, wraps us up for Radio Concerts on the Hill. Find more about Alicia and Robert online at adifferentthread.com.